The Gemara asks a question which has relevance both for the halachos of Ari Miklot and for the halachos of Maaser Sheni. And the question is, when you have a tree and there's a person in the tree, whether the person is standing on the tree's branches or whether he's standing on the tree's trunk, do we consider him to be standing in the place where he's standing, or do we consider him to be standing elsewhere than the place that he's standing? In other words, if the person is standing outside of the wall of Yerushalayim, but the tree's branches are inside of the wall, so is he considered to be standing outside of Yerushalayim, or is he considered to be standing in the place where the tree's branches are, inside of Yerushalayim? If a rotzeach is standing on the branches of a tree, or on the base of a tree, that's inside of the tchum of the Ir Miklot, but the branches are outside of the tchum, is he considered to be standing inside, or is he considered to be standing outside? And the Gemara discusses this shaila about whether or not we say shadi ikro basar nofo in the context of these two halachos of Maaser Sheni and of the Ari Miklot, in blissful oblivion to the fact that this shaila about how to treat a tree, whether we define the makom of the branches as being the makom of the trunk, or the makom of the trunk as being the makom of the branches, or whether each of them are considered to have their own makom, in blissful oblivion of the fact that this shaila is relevant to many, many other areas of halacha. And the question is, why does the Gemara and the Rishonim, with the exception of Rashi and Tosfos, not seem to take into account the global universal discussion in all of Shas about how do we determine the status of a tree? And in the Hakdama to Sefer Harari Kadem, so Rabbi Shurkin reports in the name of somebody who reported to him in the name of Rabbi Soloveitchik, that it's because there are really two separate shilos that are involved. When it comes to Ari Miklot and Maaser Sheni, the question that arises is, what is the makom? What is the place of the person? Is his place defined by the branches of the tree, or is his place defined by the airspace in which his body appears? That's the shaila when it comes to Ari Miklot and when it comes to Maaser Sheni. In contrast, for example, when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, where the Gemara seems to say explicitly that if a tree has its base in a Rishus HaYachid and its branches in a Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa, we do not say that the base is considered to be a Rishus HaYachid just like the branches are in a Rishus HaYachid, nor do we say that the branches are considered to be a Rishus HaRabim just like the base is a Rishus HaRabim. When it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, we say that the base and the branches are each considered to be part and parcel of the airspace to which they belong, and we do not change around the status of one in light of the positioning of the other. And the only time there's a shaila for Hilchos Shabbos is in terms of defining whether or not the branches are considered to be surrounded by mechitzos if the base is surrounded by mechitzos. But in terms of defining the makom, that's not something which is being discussed for Hilchos Shabbos. In terms of defining the makom, Rishus HaYachin and Rishus HaRabim are not considered to be special places. They're not considered to be a place in the same sense that an ear miklot, or the Yerushalayim is considered to be a place. And therefore, the shaila about whether or not we give the trunk the status of the branches is only relevant when it comes to halachos which relate to defining the place of an object. Is an object on a trunk considered to be in the place of the branches? But when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, a Rishus HaYachin and a Rishus HaRabim are not particular places whose identity can extend beyond their borders vicariously through a tree that stretches from inside the borders to outside the borders. And therefore, it's pashut to the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos that there is no continuity and there's no redefining of the status of the one in light of the other. This is what's reported in the Hakdama to Sefer Harari Kadem. Now, in general, there's a number of things that have to be taken into consideration when discussing the status of different parts of a tree. Obviously, one of the things that has to be taken into consideration is in general. If you think of a tree as an entity, which part of the tree is more important? Is the trunk more important? What would the branches be without the trunk? Or are the branches more important? Because after all, the purpose of the trunk is simply to bring nutrients from the ground into the branches. So that's one question. In terms of general overall chashivos, which of them is more important? And obviously, whichever of them is more important is going to be koveya, to some extent, the identity of the entire tree and the place of the entire tree. So that's one shiloh that has to be asked. But there are other shilohs that have to be asked as well. For example, the Gemara in Gittin has a discussion also about whether we say shadi nofo basar ikro or not. It has a discussion, which Rashi invokes, about whether we define the identity of a fruit by the place where the stump of the tree, where the roots of the tree are, or whether we define the identity of a fruit based on the airspace in which it hangs. And the nafkamina from this is if a fruit is hanging in the airspace of Chutz La'aretz, but the roots of its tree are in Eretz Yisrael, do we define this as a peri that belongs to Eretz Yisrael, which is chayev in Hilchos Zeraim, or do we define this as a pri in Chutz La'aretz, which is patur from all of the halachos of Zeraim, or vice versa? What happens if the fruit is in the airspace of Eretz Yisrael, and even though the fruit is in the airspace of Eretz Yisrael, the roots of the tree are in Chutz La'aretz? Once again, we have to ask, is the fruit defined by the airspace in which it's hanging, or is it defined by Chutz La'aretz? Now, on the one hand, this obviously, to some extent, will be influenced by whether we view the ikar of the tree as being its roots, or whether we view the main part of the tree as being its branches, because it could be if the main part of the tree is the roots, so then we'll consider the tree to be an Eretz Yisrael tree, and therefore anything on the tree will also be an Eretz Yisrael tree. As opposed to, if we define the tree and we say that the main part of the tree is its branches, then we say that the branches are the main part, and every part of the tree will be considered to be follow the status of the branches, and if the branches are in the airspace of Chutz La'aretz, so then the fruit will be considered to be in the airspace of Chutz La'aretz. And indeed, this apparently was the opinion of the Briska Rav in his interpretation of this Gemara in Gittin, Daf Chaf Beis, that the Shaila about the status of this fruit, who the roots of whose tree are in Eretz Yisrael, but which is actually hanging in the airspace of Chutz La'aretz, depends upon where we define the makum of the fruit. Do we define it based on the roots of the tree and the stump of the tree, or do we define it based on the airspace in which the fruit itself is hanging, or the airspace of the branches? That's one way to understand it. However, this does not appear to be the way that the Ramban understood it, because the Ramban asks a stira between the sugya in Meseches Gittin and other sugyos, even other sugyos within Zeraim, in terms of how to understand the in terms of how to understand this sugya about Meiser, which is the discussion in Meseches Gittin. And the Ramban suggests that really there are two separate issues. One issue is, what is the makom of the fruit? Is the makom of the fruit the place where the stump is, or is the makom of the fruit the place where it's hanging in the air, or the place of the branches? But another shaila is, where is the yinika of the fruit coming from? From whence do its nutrients derive? Because perhaps peros of Eretz Yisrael gain their identity much more from the source of their nutrition than from the actual place where they're found, in the airspace in which they're hanging, or the ground to which they're connected. So if that's the case, then there's a totally different shaila. It could be that the shaila is whether or not we consider the main nutrition for this fruit to be coming from the roots, and what the roots derive from the ground, or whether we consider the main yanika, the main nutrition that this fruit is deriving, is actually to be from the air that surrounds it, which is Chutz La'aretz air. So that's the shaila, the way that the Ramban perhaps would suggest, that the shaila is not in terms of the makom of the pri, what is its place, in the sense that we ask whether a person who's in a tree is considered to be inside of Yerushalayim or outside of Yerushalayim, or a person who's in a tree, whether he's considered to be in the Ir Miklat or out of the Ir Miklat. The shaila in Meseches Gittin is not about the place of the fruit, the way the Briska Rav suggests. The shaila is about the yinika of the fruit. I don't care where the fruit's place is. The question of defining it as an Eretz Yisrael fruit or as a Chutz La'aretz fruit purely depends on which country its nutrients are coming from. If the nutrients come from the soil of Eretz Yisrael primarily, then it's an Eretz Yisrael fruit. If the nutrients come from the air of Chutz La'aretz, then it's a Chutz La'aretz fruit. And it could be that there are some halachos which depend on the place of the fruit or the place of the person on the tree, and other halachos which depend on the source of yinika. But there's a third issue as well, and this perhaps is the opinion of Rashi in Maseches Gittin, and that is that the shaila in Maseches Gittin is whether or not we focus on the place of the fruit or whether we focus on the makom yinika of the fruit, because it could be that there's a conflict. Maybe the yinika comes from the ground of Eretz Yisrael, the soil of Eretz Yisrael, whereas in contrast, the makom of the pri is defined by the airspace in which it's hanging, or the airspace of the branch from which it's hanging. And therefore, the shaila of the status of a fruit whose roots are in Eretz Yisrael and which is hanging in Chutz La'aretz will depend upon whether or not, for the purposes of Maisros, we focus more on the place of the fruit, which is Chutz La'aretz, or whether we focus more on the source of the fruit's nutrition, which is from Eretz Yisrael. So you have basically three shitos in terms of how to understand this Gemara and Gittin. Number one is whether the place of the fruit is defined by its airspace and its branch or by its roots. Number two, whether the yinika of the fruit is coming from the air of Chutz La'aretz or from the soil of Eretz Yisrael. And number three, if you assume that there's a conflict between the place and the yinika, which one of these does Hilchos Maaser follow? That's a discussion. Now, this resembles a discussion that appears in our sugya, where the Gemara initially wanted to say that by Ari Miklat we focus on Dira, and Dira, so the Ikar Makum of the tree for Dira is the branches. So it could be for Dira, so for the purposes of that we'll focus on the branches. Just like for the purposes of Yanika, perhaps, we'll for sure focus on the place where the roots appear. For the purposes of Dira, the ikar of the tree is the branches. For the purposes of Yanika, the ikar of the tree may be the roots. The same thing we said for Maisros. For Maisros, the Gemara said at first, the Hav Amina, that we don't care what the ikar of the tree is. What we care about is the airspace in which the person who's sitting on the tree is enclosed. Is he sitting in the airspace of Yerushalayim, or is he sitting in the airspace of Chutz Yerushalayim? So essentially what emerges and is the following. Number one, person, we have to know whenever we encounter any shaila about the status of a tree or of something which is found in a tree, we have to know what exactly are the criteria that this shaila will depend on. Do they depend on the makom of the tree, of the object, or do they depend on the yinika of the object? Or do they depend on something else? Then number two, we have to know, in terms of determining makom, or in terms of determining yinika, which one is primary? Right? Is the branches primary, or is the trunk and the roots primary? And then above and beyond that, it's very possible that there's a third issue, which is not just in terms of yinika or in terms of makom, but just in general. You know, maybe overall, the roots or the branches of the tree is primary. And then that can also have some sort of an impact in terms of deciding the status of an object that's in one part of the tree or the other.